You're on with Mario Lopez.
On with Mario Lopez, and our buddy film critic Ben Lyons is on the line right now. Oscars, of course, going down this weekend. Ben, who do you like for Best Picture?
Oh, man, Best Picture. You guys are going right for the top one at the right out the gate.
Well, can I tell you something, though, before you answer? It bugs me that they're not consistent with their categories. I like it when it's five. The fact that, sometimes it's nine, sometimes it's six. It's so arbitrary. Doesn't it, the inconsistency, does it not bug you a little bit? Does it not take away?
Post-Dark Knight, the Academy switching the Best Picture category to try to include more box office successful films or just ridiculous.
Eight absolutely films, ridiculous.
1 year, nine, another.
Right. You can't incorporate affirmative action and at the Oscars now.
This year it's like eight, right?
You know, if you look at the history of the Best Picture category, now we see some years eight, some years nine. That's because of The Dark Knight a few years back when that film didn't get nominated.
There was five that year, I remember.
I think it was 2008 or 2009 right. already.
But there was five films, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and they said, let's just try to make it more, you know, more inclusive and get some more popular films to get people across the country excited who might not have seen these kind of arty, smaller movies. And
everyone gets a trophy.
And as a result, it has helped some films get recognition, and you're seeing now, like, how it's spilled all the way out to now Black Panther's nominated 10 years later.
Black Panther wasn't even the best comic book film out this year, much less better than Dark Knight. Be honest.
You sound like a Comic-Con nerd standing outside of Hall H.
Did you think it was better than Infinity War? Did you think it was better than Thor Ragnarok?
I did think it was better than Infinity War. But look, the Best Picture this year is going to go to Roma. Alfonso Cuarón has not made a movie. He's not made film. He's made cinema. This is the stuff that people study in museums, and they go and they watch for generations. It's just, it's high art, and it's above a lot of people's heads. And it's not what everybody's looking for in their experience in the movies, but it's a watershed mark in Hollywood because now you're going to start to see the true auteurs, the true cinematic minds start to head to Netflix and Amazon and the streaming services. And that's just going to open up the floodgates and change the game. So look for Roma to win Best Picture.
Best Actor is a pretty competitive category right here. Who do you like in this category?
Little trick I have often, Mario, for trying to predict the Best Actor is you look at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. And if somebody wins for playing a real-life person, more often than not, they go on to win the Oscar. Mm-hmm. You think Forrest Whitaker for Idi Amin in The Last King of Scotland. You think Sean Penn in Milk, Jamie Foxx in Ray, Sandra Bullock in
right.
Blindside, Charlize in Monster. The list goes on. Rami Malek now kind of really in the race. I mean, all the stuff with Bryan Singer in the news not affecting his SAG award because the ballots were out before, or were in before the stories broke. So we'll see if that impacts how he stands with the Academy. But I was, you know, I'm on the Christian Bale train. I think he's got a real shot to win his second Oscar. I think he was incredible as Dick Cheney and unrecognizable at times and very subtle throughout a very patient performance too. But both playing real life people, so look for those guys. But I'm going to go with Bale. I think despite the win at the SAGs, I don't think enough people truly just love the movie. Maybe so. We'll see. But I'm going with Christian Bale for Vice.
My favorite film last year that I didn't think got a lot of love, especially at the Oscars, was Hostel, starring Christian Bale, which I thought he also should have been nominated in. He was fantastic, and it was more understated.
Did not send you a signed poster from that movie. There is a terrible injustice happening in Hollywood. You have been on the hostile train. You have been the shining light.
You know it's authentic then. You know it's authentic. That
every chance this man can sneak in a hostile reference, he takes advantage of it. Like me and Carmelo Anthony.
You mentioned, oh my God, not like that at all, as a matter of fact. But it is coincidental that Christian Bale, 2 years in a row, giving these incredible performances. I'll tell you what, I really, really like Bradley Cooper in A Star Is Born too. As you know, it's so hard to play drunk. And I thought he came across so genuine and did such a great, great job that I feel he's right in the mix. I think they probably will lean more towards Bale or Rami Malek, but Bradley Cooper too, I thought was pretty excellent.
Yeah,
in his
but
role.
You got to think too, maybe they didn't gravitate. Yes, he got a nomination, but without getting the director nom, maybe they didn't really love it as much as everybody else. I don't know, but I think the real favorite in that from that film, obviously Gaga's in the race with Glenn Close for the wife, but I think it'll go to Close. But I think Sam Elliott has a chance to really surprise a lot of people as a supporting actor. Never been nominated. lifetime achievement in a way. Reminds me of almost Alan Arkin winning a few years back for Little Miss Sunshine. I love Sam Elliott. Just a real man's
I love Sam Elliott. Always liked him. Not enough screen time for me, though.
Great impression, Ben. Great impression.
Kind of guy who would say, hey, Mario, which way's the John?
Exactly. And before we go, let's do one more category. Frasier, what do you got?
Yeah, original screenplay. The nominees are The Favorite, First Reformed, Green Book, Roma, and Vice.
Wow, that's a great category. Original screenplay has kind of turned into, or always has been in some ways, as like the cool Oscar to win compared to some of the other ones. You look at Jordan Peele a few years back, or some of the times Tarantino's won. For original screenplay, I'm going to go Adam McKay. Won before for The Big Short. He's in a zone right now. Academy loves him. That movie's insane. He takes a lot of chances. Breaks form, breaks the medium. There's credits that roll halfway through. Like, it's bonkers, just like the subject matter it covers. So I think Adam McKay for Vice has a shot in that category.
I'm going to respectfully disagree. I thought Vice could have been a great movie, considering the subject matter, with such a talented cast and such compelling content there. He took a week to make it, try to make it funny, and with the I was like, what the hell's going on? The movie tripped me out. It could have been really cool.
All the same things you're saying are also what I say about when I look back at that time in history. Like, what is going on? Just tripped me out. What? This is kind of funny.
Like, yeah, but like a Spielberg or a Scorsese, it could have really hit. Don't you
hit a drive and be like, now watch me hit this drive when he's like talking about bombing like Bin Laden. Like, it was crazy.
On with Mario Lopez.